And 6:06, it is fair and 44 degrees in Tulsa. We should warm to 71 this afternoon. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. The Oklahoma Open Carry Law goes into effect tomorrow. The new law for Oklahoma allows people to carry their firearms out in the open. Now, Dave Randall with Tulsa Firearms says for most of us, we'll notice no dramatic change after that state law goes into effect.
As I say, there are very few states that don't have some form of open carry already on the books. There's obviously, you know, they've checked the other states, records of the other states, and there's no problems, you know, that have arisen because they have open carry.
Randall says most of his customers plan to continue concealing their weapons. A Vian woman is among those killed by Superstorm Sandy. 42-year-old Claudine Christian was working as a deckhand on the replica HMS Bounty when that ship began taking on water off the North Carolina coast. Progress is being made on the final phase of widening I-44 in Tulsa. We get a status update.
I want to thank everybody for joining us today and getting this status update on the last phase of the I-44 widening project.
Business, government, and transportation leaders gather for a first-hand glimpse of the widening of Interstate 44 at Lewis Avenue. It's the final phase of a $400 million project to widen I-44 from Riverside to Yale. U.S. Senator Jim Inhofe has been instrumental in getting federal dollars to help fund the work.
I've always said I'm a big spender in two areas, in national defense and in infrastructure. You got to have roads and no one else is going to build them.
The project, which includes replacement of the Lewis Avenue Bridge, is scheduled for completion in early 2014. Marshall Stewart, KWGS News.
Well, that didn't last long. Gasoline prices in Tulsa back above $3 a gallon. Gasoline jumped 14 cents overnight. It's now selling for $3.09 in Tulsa. New jobs for Bixby. 300 people will start punching the time clock at the new Reese's supermarket today. There are already four supermarkets, two convenience stores, and one dairy store within a mile. Company CEO Jeff Reeser says, however, Bixby is an area they've been looking at because of growth.
We like having houses, rooftops with swing sets, and this is an area we've always been looking at for the last 10, 15 years.
The store is environmentally friendly with skylighting and even an electronic vehicle charging station out front. The city of Tulsa will sell off surplus property this Saturday. Merchandise will include vehicles and heavy equipment, office supplies, plus property confiscated by police.
They vary from a violin to electric toothbrushes to a Rolex watch.
The city's Laura Weber says cash, Visa, and MasterCard are the preferred payment methods. You can view the items from 9 to 4 on Friday, and the auction will begin at 9:30 on Saturday morning. It's located at 108 North Trenton. Movies have played a huge impact on this year's Halloween. The owner of Earl's Party Supply in Tulsa, Floyd Hanna, says superhero costumes are popular picks.
We're starting to get a little short on our superheroes, the Avengers and the new Spider-Man movie.
If superheroes are sold out, Hanna says Second Skin is another big seller this year, as the doorbell will be ringing this evening. Our weather forecast, sunny and nice, a high today of 71. It'll be clear and nippy tonight, 41 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, very nice with a high of 80. Friday, plentiful sunshine at a high of 82. And on Saturday and Sunday, a chance of rain with highs in the 70s. National Weather Service radar this morning is all clear. Now in Tulsa at 610, it is fair and 44. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.